Kum lenga blaki mara rakta tovavam and alav the Mishnah Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, and the next few Mishnahs will be a continuation of this Mishnah, even though it might be a different subject. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti, I once asked Rabbi Gamliel, how we just started the Mishnah, on 15a. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, Sho'alti, I once asked Es Rabbi Gamliel and Es Rabbi Yeshua, I once asked them both, Be'itlis shel Imom, I asked them in the marketplace of the city called Imom, Shaholchu, they were going, Said Rabbi Akiva, Es Rabbi Gamliel were going, Likar Behemah, to purchase an animal, Lemishta B'noi Shel Rabbi Gamliel, to buy an animal for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel's son. So what do you think you do when you prepare for a wedding? You sit and learn. So they ask them a whole bunch of questions. They're standing in the store, in the shop, and obviously they must have very, very slow service. And they ask them a whole bunch of questions. Question number one, Habo, a continuation of the previous Mishnahs, and then other questions are totally different. Taste the Yishonim at the bottom of the page. Says, the very two lines at the bottom, to tell you the wonderful praise. They were busy preparing for a chasna. They never ever forsake learning Torah. Look at Mishnah Vayta. So they asked him a question. You had relations with your sister, of even the father's sister, your mother's sister. Right now it sounds like three different people. Mau, chayiv, achas, a kulun. You did it by mistake. You get one karma chattas for all three, and the room was dark. You thought it was your wife or something. Oy chayiv, a kol achas v'achas. You chayiv for each one. So they answered him to Rabbi Akiva, Loi Shemana, we didn't hear. Abba Shemana, we heard something else which can tell us about this, and that is Habo al Hay Nosh of Nidus, Behelamachas. He had five wives. Each one of them was a Nidah. And you had one night, you had relations, all of them, not one night, whatever. You had one Helam, you didn't realize you're not allowed to, or they were Nidus. Shulchai, we call Achaz, Achachai for each one. And Shadvar and Kabuchim and Madachov, they would all have the same name, they're all Nidah, yet you bring five Chatois. Here, one is Achoisei, one is Achoisov, Achoisei, and surely you're bringing three different Chatois. That's what he says. Says what a heichidomi. How do we understand exactly the case here? Literally, we learned three different women. The mighty boy. What's his question? How do shame was mechulak? Now the gubach long. Three different people. Three different isurim. Of course, you bring three different chatois. Elohagitani. This is what he means. Habo. He came on one woman who happened to be Alachois Oviv, the sister of your father, Shehi Achois Imai, which is also the sister of your mother, and which is also your sister. This one woman was all three, your sister, your mother's sister, and your father's sister. The Gemara will explain how that's possible. Chayiv Achas HaKulin, that's his question. So since it's one person, Chayiv Achas HaKulin, or since Chayiv HaKulin, these names, exactly, so three of my Vedas. Mao. Me and Menina had a shame with Mechalokin, the three different names. I did Mahari and Guf Mechalokin, the same person. Omru Loyler Shemana, we didn't hear about this. Abba Shemana, what we did hear about was Haboal Hein Nosh of Nidim of Achaz. He had five different women, Nidis, in one go. They're all the same. Issa, Shechai, we call Achab Achaz Shunida. And then for the Inu, Shadron Kabuchem, then it makes sense that Kabuchem, what is? Uma Haboal Hein Nosh of Nidim of Achamadach, he came on five women. They're all your wives, and they all have the same Issa of Nidah. Shehishem Achaz, yet Chai, we call Achaz Achaz. A person who's Achoysa, Shechai, Iba, Shechai, three different Issunim, Gimbal Shemas, Ain't no Din, surely Shechai, we call Achaz. And the Gemara says, the whole Kavachema can be undermined. And why is that? Simply, there's one person, here's five people. Malahaini, there's again Gubach Lok, there are five different people. Ella, the Gemara said, Omar Kra, there's a pasuk where it says, Erva Sachoise Gile, he was Megala. He's Megala, the Erva of his sister. If he has relations with his own sister. And we said in the Gemara before, according to the first opinion, that's an extra posse to teach you that if you're chayso, she achos of you, chayso, you chay for all three from a posse. Even though the Gemara later on slugs it up and we use another posse, may achas, may heina. But the Gemara here brings either the Gemara insists it's the first posse or the Gemara just alludes to that inyan. How can it be mitzvah that your sister should be also your aunt from your father and from your mother's side? And the Gemara Mishkachela Bereshia Bereshia. You have a Russia. Finally, the Gemara labels them a Russia, the son of a Russia. How would that work? Shebo al Imoy. First, he had relations with his mother. Vahayli Beis Bonus. He had two daughters. So your two daughters are your two sisters. Then the Bechazar Baal Achman, one of the two daughters, one of your daughters and your sister, you had relations with Vahayli Ben. You had a son. So you're a Russian now, and your son will be a Russian because of Bob Benoy, Al Achmas Imoy. And the son had relations with his aunt. who happens to be also his sister, because he's a son, it's his sister, and it's also the sister of his father and mother. She is the sister of his father and the sister of his mother, because the mother was the sister of the father as well, and there were two girls, and that's how it's possible. You had the relationship with the same woman. Three different occasions, for each one separately. Rebbeleza says you chay for each one separately, and Chama says all helamachas in chay v'alacha. Chama says you only chay one chatos. Umboidim chachomim leRebbeleza, but if it's different people, the boal hey nosha of nidus, if it's five different wives of yours nidus bevasachas, you chay v'kolach v'achas. You definitely chay. Why? And the first reason the Gemara gives is not what we said before, because guf was mechalakim. The Gemara comes with another reason. Hoyel since vuhu goram lehen. Why are they bringing a chatas? Because they had a relationship with him. But since he will only bring one chatas, so therefore, So since there are five different people, so he has to bring a chatas for each one of them, so they bring a chatas for him. But if he has five relationships with one woman, five times, so since she only brings one, he brings one. Because one helam. That's what he says here. Because Hoyev Achaz, who got, so she brings one, he brings one. Says the Gemara. Amber of Ramnach Mi Amin Hoyev Ugarman will be such a kant. Yeah, you see him. You'll see. It's not the same. You see in a minute. Says the Gemara. You're saying that they both have to bring the same number of, since he and she cause each other to bring, they both have to bring the same number. If they don't bring the same number, then both numbering. Is that correct? Well, Tanya, let me ask you a question. We learned. What about who behelam Achaz? He had relations, let's say, with five different arayos, or five bias with one person, and he didn't realize whatever it is in Helamachas, but vehi behe alamas, but she, every time afterwards, she knew she did the wrong thing, and then she forgot. Who ain't a chayv alachas? Vichayv alachas alachas. He brings one karma, he brings five. No, you just said that who got him lehen, how can she bring more than him? Elaim, says, hoyil the gufim b'chalakim, different vart altogether, different people. Says the Gemara, what happens? What happened? You cut on Shabbos the size of cutting, the size of a dry fig. You cut, and that's the shear for Shabbos cutting, because that's a chosh for shear. You cut, and then you cut again, and one helam. What would Abelezer hold this case? He says, but if you have five beers with a woman, you got to bring five chatois. What about if you cut, and you cut, and you cut? Do you bring five different chatois on Shabbos, or because it's exactly the same malacha, and it's all one helam and one forgetfulness, you bring only one carb? Mali Amar Abelezer is the pshat. Taiva that Abelezer has some shundu over tartin. He committed two avedas va'amtalach, and therefore Amar Chayv Kalach Machas. If you had two bias with one of the arayis behelam achas, you bring two kabbanas because it's two separate avedas. Nuvahachin Amar over tartin. Here also, they're two separate times, so therefore you should bring two chatois. Ideal what time that Abelezer has some shundu efshel la'arvin lebiyazubazu. Over there, it's impossible to do both Vedas at the same time. You can't have two beers at the same time. So therefore, it's like two separate acts. Because it's totally different acts, even though it's the same Aveda replicated, but it's two different maisim. But you could. You could have cut two in one go. You had a bigger knife and you cut both in one go. Since he could have mixed, he could have cut them in one go. So no, but it's considered like one act. Even though the poil was two acts, but it could have been done in one act, so therefore it's considered one act, bring one chatas. By bias, it's impossible to do it in unison, so therefore it's definitely two different meisim. And two different meisim warrants two different chatas. That's our Beleza's for it, maybe. So we have a machlek is my...
If it gets thick enough, would it become a second one?
Sorry?
If it gets thick enough, then you couldn't do it in one act?
But we're talking about, generally you could, or you get a bigger saw. My Amar Rav Zadaba, time Rav Lezer Hossam, Shudrav Tati Rav. So you're right. I hold the reason is because you did two different mice. I don't care if it's the same mice over and over by a race. Not because you can't do it together. It's irrelevant. The fact is you did two separate mice, and therefore you chayv two chatois. It's Hokanam, you have a Tati, the same thing over here. Who cares? You could have done it together. The fact is you cut and then you cut again, you bring two Avedis. Rabbi Yeh says, no, I disagree. Time Rav Lezer Hossam, the EF Shalal Arva. The word is, you know why it's considered two mice? Because you have no other way of doing it other than two separate mice. It would be with an Erva. You can't do it at the same time. I will efshlo the arvim, but in the case of cutting the size of a grayus, you could have cut them both at the same time. Ain't the chayv alachas, sit one. He's Eish Rabbi Le Rabbi. Rabbi asks Rabbi a question. Rabbi Lezim Chayiv Avladim Loch Mogum Avis. Unless Rabbi a question, you say that too. He's Chayiv. Rabbi Lezim, we had the Gemara at the beginning of Shabbos, but Bekama. Rabbi Lezim holds Mechayiv Avladim Lochus Bemokum Avis. So if you do an Av and you did a tulda, you chayiv, the chacham hold, the tulda is bottled to the av, and if you only bring one chatas for both. And the blessed holds, no, each of eight is separate, and you bring a, you did an av and a tulda, behelim achas, with two kabanas. Yeah, but, ha av, the av, what about you did the same av twice, potter. That's what it seems. He's saying you chayiv an av and a tulda. But if it be the av, you did the av twice, you cooked twice. What would it then be? You only bring one carbon. But you just said before, if you did the same maisa twice, you bring two carbonas. It's a kasha rabba. The yam, the time, rabba, lezim, should have covered. Tati, the two melachas, and my potter, white potter, the kasha rabba. Over my brey, the rabbonin. And no, I, my brey, the son of the ravona. And no, I, the ramnachumi bar zachaya. I, the ramnachumi bar zachaya. Tagimna, we interpreted, hocha my skin. And this rabba, lezim, said, over here by an av and a tulda, you want me medayik, but an av and an av and one carbon. Over here we're talking about bedalis hamudlis agabe te'ena. You have this, what's it called, you have grapes that grow over a fig tree. You know, you have these trails, what do you call them?
Vines.
Yeah, I know the vine, but there's a word for it, a trellis. So we have hanging over a branch. So you have the vine hanging over a fig branch, maybe gives it more strength to grow better. Now, there are no grapes on the vine, just pure vines. And so therefore you were cutting the vine. If you cut the vines, you purely cut them as for firewood. There's nothing else you can do with them. So what you did was, in one go, we cut some of asachas. In one go, you cut the vine together with the fig. The fig were fruits that you can eat, and the vines were for firewood. And it's all in one go. So therefore he says, because they're totally separate things, even though they're together, it's like one mice. But here is this is great. This is the grapes. This right here is the fig, the fruit you want, and the other one is because you cut the wood, which is the tool of kaita. Yeah. Because so shemus mechalakin, this is an av and this is a tulda. And it's also goofy mechlokin, because this is the vines and this is the tree, the grapes, the figs. The kavose, what would be a similar case? Kotzer, the kotzer. How would it be by kotzer and kotzer, similar case? Hechim is kachro, the mifte would be potter. He going, she kotzer, shtei greg bevasach. He actually cut them in one go. Here you cut in one go. We're talking about you cut in one go. And because you cut in one go, why chayiv then two? Because there's two different avedas, two different entities. So if you cut two kazesim, so in one go, then of course you only chayiv one carbon, because it's the same malacha, the same name, and the same metzias. So instead of cutting the size of this, you cut two. Avo kotzer kegregris v'chazer kegregris. But if you did in two separate situations, you cut and then you pause and then you cut again. We're not even talking about that. Even Rabbi Lazar is ma'idi chayiv. So there's no kasha on the Rabbi. Mishnah. While they were standing there in the marketplace waiting to be served, and they were getting ready for a wedding, Rabbi Kiva decided to take advantage. Rabbi Kiva asked both of them, I'm going to be sure the following question. Eved hamedudelas behema. We know that an eved melechayv, if a limb falls off an animal, we say that one, that the limb becomes tamei. What about if it's hanging on a thread? Is it considered part of the animal's name tamei, or is it considered a tamei? Omru loyle shemano. Again, they said this is a good question. We didn't hear about it. Abba shemano. We heard about a person. Eved hamedudelas bottom. There's a limb hanging by a person. If the limb fell off completely, it would be metamei tamei. It would be tamei mace. It looks like a mace, but it was hanging on a thread. We heard she was tired. It's tired. So maybe by an animal also. It's not considered like fell off. The kach hoyu. Now this is very sad to hear. Mukesh chin. There was a sickness we call mukesh chin, which is basically afflicted with all kinds of boils. But mukesh chin also was the limbs used to fall off. I don't know what sickness that is today. The limbs used to fall off constantly, or hanging and dangling. Oisin v'Yerushalayim. What did they do in Yerushalayim? Hoylich lo erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, he wanted to go to the Beis Hamikdash, but he was embarrassed, and it's a passive reason to war with limbs falling off him. So he would go to a doctor on erev Pesach, and he had to make sure whatever he did, he wanted to remedy his appearance, but he also wanted to make sure they don't become tamei. Because if the limb falls off and they touch it, Ava from a person that falls off is metame. So what they did was, the doctor would cut it fine, at shemeniya by kisayit, it would leave it dangling. He's still tired if it's dangling. And then the guy went, the guy went and then he would rub his hand against some kind of a thorn sticking on the ground, something very sharp. He would go over and give a yank, and whatever it was, that limb would fall off. the nimshich menu, and therefore he didn't become tame because he was yanked off by itself. The halal is a pischa, the reiva is a pischa. So he's tired. He can do his pesach. He wasn't embarrassed anymore to go in there. The Rashi says he did it because it was mias and yom tov to go into yom tov. People buy clothes. They used to take off their hanging looms. What sickness is this?
What we call nowadays leprosy.
Yeah, but leprosy, the limbs fall off.
Not to tzaraas. So what we call leprosy nowadays, the limbs come off.
Yeah. V'haroifa is a pischai, and therefore, and I think there's a kal v'chaimer that we can make from here. Yeah, only falls off. I mean, nothing I did, pull it fall off. But it has to be seceded totally. This is the part. It's dangling. So that he didn't become tummy, so he can bring Karn Pesach that night. If he, yeah, so the doctor cut till he left the hair, so he wasn't tummy.
The doctor's not.
No, also not. He didn't, because he went and gave a yank, and therefore he didn't touch it. The limb he didn't touch.
Oh, it's like he waited in a tree or something.
Exactly. He rubbed against a tree, a nail or something.
So you've got these trees outside your salon with arms and feet and things dangling off them. Because anyone who goes to touch them to bury them becomes tummy.
Okay, don't touch trees in your salon. That's it.
I'm just trying to picture the scene as you go and the afterwards out of bayis and there's these... Yeah. Fingers and toes going out of trees.
Kal v'chomer is maduch, a person where you have tumah while a person is alive. And yet we say that in this case you are toy, that if it's dangling and hanging on one here, it's toy. So surely by behemah cannot become tumah while it's alive, or nor does it generate tumah while it's alive. A person can generate tumah while it's alive as well. It receives and generates. Surely by behemah there's no tumah until it gets completely seceded from the, severed from the animal. That's the kal v'chomer. So I think about how we learned. This is the nuktzin. We know we.
Like growths, they're not like
not grow. This is the limbs of the body.
They just grow back. It keeps happening.
Did they grow back? I don't know.
Once,
probably in Pasha's not. Why do they grow back? But he has a lot of limbs. So different limbs fall off. It's a sickness, and that's why we learn the Gemara Kedusha. They know about even though whether a woman would want to be married, we say Tov l'tan meizel tam dum. Tov l'meizel tam dum. The meizel of our malta. Even if the father doesn't like his daughter, he can threaten, "I'll give you to a mukashchin." And you can see how I mean, Rachmanis on the person. We learned yesterday that by water to become a kabel, so for some food become a kabel tumah or anything, it has to be mukshel a kabel tumah, and it has to be in a way. Even the water came on its own like it rained. You have to be happy the water was there. So we learned. The husband learned how meichik is a krisha. Somebody squeezes a leak, or vahasoichid besari, and had, you know, the rain and the leak, and there's water inside there, or he has here inside his hair, and he gives a squeeze of exusa in his clothing. Mashke shabatoichle, any mashke that runs out, that was the water that's inside the hair, ain't a bechiyut. You're not happy that it's there, so therefore there's no chiyut, or it gets absorbed in the thing, and therefore it's part of it. Or b'hayyitzi man, the water that's exuded from it, harayhein bechiyut. You're happy that it comes out, and therefore it's bechiyut. And if it comes in contact with something, it will be machshet l'kabel tumah. If we talk about it landed on food, on fruit, whatever, on tvua. Even while the water comes out and the water lands on fruits and machshel kabel tumah, but the leak where it originated from, it remains. And the thing itself becomes machshel kabel tumah. Now, even though the water didn't come back and land on the leak, it's machshel kabel tumah. Why? My time of why? Because as it was leaving the leak, it wasn't touching the leak, so therefore it was machshel leak for tumah. So the question right here is, so when you severed the arm from this mukushchin, it's touching, you know, that split second, it's touching the body. So why doesn't the person become tummy? But you tell me that the water, as it leaves the leak, as it leaves, it's touching, so therefore it's machshel l'kabel tumah. Or you can have this behavior as it's leaving the person, should be the time of the person. It's in contact with the person. Every day, Gemara. Rabbi Yechi said in Nitzim b'chol koichon. Rabbi Yechi said a comment. We'll soon see what the comment was. That he told me to give a yank, and the thing fell off in split seconds. So therefore, he didn't really touch it. Here we're talking about here. You went to the nail and gave a yank, a real pull. Like, you know, you pull a bandit off. You don't do it slowly. It hurts. You give it a yank and pull it off. Over here, you give one pull off, and therefore, it's not really touching. So there's no touching when it's separated. But by shanking, by a leak, it goes out slowly. So therefore, it touches. What happens? You have a person, a male who's a zov, and a person with a tummy meis. They were going. It rained on them. Even though they're squeezing it down, the water that she, it runs down their clothing to the bottom, it's not the elyon, it's the tachton, it's running down to the bottom. He wants that the water should go away from him, so it runs down his clothing. It's tar. And it's not the metame, even though the water is flowing down the zov. We know zov, we learned before, is metame everything. But this water is not metame another person if he touches it. Why? Because the water is not choshev. Because what's going to happen to this water? It'll get to the bottom of the beggar, get absorbed in the beggar. So the water has no separate din. Because you're not thinking about them. You don't, you're not choshev to you. But once the water left your beggar altogether, and then it falls on top of the grain, not that somebody touched it, it left the body, it left everything, and fell on top of grains, it's tired as well. Unless the Zav touched it after it left him. What do you mean? But when the water left the last part of the clothing and landed on the grains, it was touching the Zav. So that second it was touching the Zav. So why isn't it they were driving the water down. They were shaking the beggar so the water should fall off. So therefore, when the water came to the bottom, it didn't really touch the beggar, it kept dripping right off. Mishnah. Another question.
Why is it a market?
He said.
It's a market.
But oi, Shaul, that's Rabbi Akiva. Hashoichet heizvachim bechutz. You shechted five kabbonis outside your shchuti chutz, which you know the Issachars know that. You shechted five bechutz behel machas in one go. Mau chay bekolach v'achal. You chay for each one. And what do you chay for stealing from hegdish? Oi, alchalach is a kulon. You get only one aveda for one. Amla l'shema. We didn't hear this. Both of them gemilim. Rabbi Yeshua, we didn't hear. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua and said, but I'll give you a swara. Amr Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, shamaiti. I heard, but oichel mezevach echad. I heard if you ate from one carbon, mehei tamchuyin, and we learned before, which Gemara will say for later. Tamchuyin means the way you, according to one version, the way you prepared it. One was cooked, one was grilled, one was baked. So the same carbon, same food, but one, you, if you prepared it five different ways, shulchai v'kalach v'achas. You chai for each one mishamila, for stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. You're talking about you ate it before you sprinkled the blood, so therefore it's mila. Once you sprinkle the blood, you'll not eat it. Before you sprinkle the blood, so it's mila, you're stealing it. If I see shalach, I don't have a chaima. Madach over there is like five avedas. So surely, if you shechted five kabbonis on the outside, it's five avedas. Omer Rav Shimma said, like kach. That's not what happened. He says to Tanakama, you got the whole question wrong. Like kach, Shaul Rabbi Akiva. Akiva did not ask that question. I'll tell you what Rabbi Akiva asked. Now, why you? According to you, he shechted five animals, and his question was, he chay five or not? No, he didn't talk about shechita. He ate five animals. He ate. Now, why should it be different if he ate or he shechted? We'll see in a minute. He ate from five animals. Noisa behel machmal chayv achal kulin chayv one to five or chayv kolach vachal. Don't let the shemanu. I'm sure Shemite. I heard the same answer. Be'oichel mezeve echem beitam chuyim. He ate from an animal five different ways prepared. Behel machmal chayv kolach vachal. Shemil for stealing. But I need one kavuchemir. Amalei Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, "Im halacha, if this is what you heard from your Rebbe, is nekabel. I have no bread of nekabel. But im ledin, if it's your own swara, you I can argue with. Interesting. Yes, tshuva. If it's you, I'll argue. If it's your Rebbe's, I'm going to keep quiet. So look at that respect. Even though I have the same question whether it's your Rebbe or from you, but if it's your Rebbe, I'm going to mekabel it. And that is as follows. Amalei Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua said, no answer, freg." You know when it comes to stealing from Hegish, why we treat like five different milas? By milas, very strict. We normally have a din ancient varveda. But by milah, when it comes to milah, the din is if I gave you to eat carbon kachin without telling you it's kachin, let's say before the zika, and you ate it, who's over? Who brings the carbon? Me, not you. You did the aveda, and I'm the one who brings the carbon. Because Yesh Lich Varveda, he meant the Maram Kedushin. But Membeis, this is the exception. One of the exceptions. Hamaychel koichel. So because Mi'ila is so strict, the Meichel is one who's responsible. Whereas I'm a Hanik, and then if I give you something to have enough from, and you didn't know it was a Shagig, and therefore I'm the one who's responsible. So, that's number two. Number three, Tzidin Mi'ila's Mamaruba. If I did a half a Prutta today and a half a Prutta in 10 years, they combine, and I have to bring a Sham Mi'ila's. So maybe that's why you have to bring five Kabbonis if you did five different stealings. But by Noisir, if I gave you to eat Noisir, you're the one who's liable. Even though it was a Shagig, you bring your Chatz, not me. and so on. And there's no tzidduk if we learn only Kiddush Chilul Pras. Says the Gemara, my kasha Reb Shimon, why Reb Shimon argued on the Kama? And he says, I'll tell you what, Hogu kashle. You're going to your version, Rabbi Kiva is asking about shechting, and Reb Shimon answers about eating. What's Reb Shimon answering a maisa about a raya from eating five different kabbalas meilas to shechting? Because you're having hano, you got to pay each time you did that veda, you had hano, even though you didn't know, so it's five different vedas. Over here, there's no hano, so maybe you only bring one. The question was, how are you going to say that? Madoch from one carbon with a she'ein gufen mechulakin. It's the same animal. Yet the chay for each one mishum tamchui in the same food and the yes, because you prepare differently. These chamishas walking five different carb animals, the gufen mechulakin, the separate animals, and I shat them all outside. Is like kolshka shuli. That's the kavuchem. Omer Rab Shimon says. Now they're not greatest. This next part is just repetition of the Mishnah. Back to the two dots. Omer Rabbi Kiva said, "Im halacha nekabel." Someone wants to know, "Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahatshuva Rabbi Kiva." Like, did Rabbi Yeshua accept what Rabbi Kiva had to say or not? Toshma, coming here, those Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind and said, "You're right. If you shechted five animals, if you ate five animals noiser, you only bring one carbon." Toshma, we learned the Tanya, learned the Braisa, the following number of cases. We learned, "Ochal hei chatichas noiser. If you ate five chatichas of noiser mezevach echad behelamachas in one go." Bechamisha tamchui in five different ways prepared, and maybe the chatzach you bring only one chatos. Now we need to, if this is Rabbi Yeshua, then obviously he changed his mind to Rabbi Kiva. It might be Rabbi Kiva. We'll soon see. Then it says, what happens? You're not sure if he did an aveda or not. That's called an asham toli. When you're not sure if he did an aveda, and maybe asham toli achas. So whatever amount you bring, in, if you know for sure, chatos we learned before, the same rule applies to asham. If you bring that many, you bring one asham. What about mechamisha tamchuin mechamish halamas? What about the five different tamchuin, five different preparations, and five different parts, but five different halamas? You remember? You forgot? Then definitely maybe chat kol achavachas. You bring five different kabbal chatas because it was five different halamas. And v'aloy hoydus len. If you don't know for sure if you didn't have it or not, maybe asham toli al kol achavachas. You bring asham toli corresponding to the chatas. Yeah. What about mehez vachim behelamachas? You ate from five kabbanis with one go. So it was not five tamchuyim from one carbon. It's five different kabbanis. Chayiv akol achas v'achas. It's five different kabbanis. You have to eat. You have to bring five different. This follows the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that says the question was regarding, you know, five different kabbanis. Rabbi Yitzchak Yudayim says, Afilu ochel heichatichas mehez vachim. If you ate five pieces from five animals, behelam achas, you only bring one chatas because it's all the same avera. It's all helamachas. Vaal sfeikin, if you're not sure if you did an avera, ein mevi l'ashem toli achas. Kololosh, the rule is, kol shechalukim bechatois, chalukim b'ashamas. If you're not sure you did an avera, the ashem toli, you bring as many as would have brought from chatois if you know you did an avera. Aval hei chatichas behetam chuyin. But five pieces from five different chamchuin from one carbon before spraying the blood, afilu behelamachas, even one go, echayv akol achavachas. But this part says five chatichas from five tamchuin from one carbon. Even one hell, that was a sandwich, one forgetfulness. Yechayv on each one mishum meila. Yechayv on each one. So before we said. In the first part of the braisa, we said if you did it if you do behelamach, you bring one. The safe of the braisa holds that you bring one for each one. The ilu al sfeikai, but even though you bring, according to this, you bring five chatois, but if there would have been a suffix ashram toli, you only bring one ashram toli. I'm sorry, ilu al sfeikai, maybe ashram toli. Like Tan doesn't mention that by ashram toli you bring five, because ashram toli only bring one. So this end of the braisa holds there is a disconnect between the ashram toli and the chatos. Oh, you don't bring the toli at all. Mani, who is the author of this braisa? Ha, ilaim rabba kiva, kiva, at least the safe of asfeikim, maybe ashram toli, you bring a toli. No, I'm giving a chayv, asaf mila, ashram toli. Why doesn't it mention by a suffik, by mi'ila, a suffik, you bring an ashram toli? Because they hold you don't. And who holds that? Rabbi Kiva holds you do bring an ashram toli. Why doesn't it mention ashram toli? obviously, Rabbi Yehoshua Hidiktani, Rabbi Yehoshua holds you don't bring an Ashan Toli by Sofing Mila. Rabbi Yehoshua holds that you bring Ashan Toli and all the other things, but by a Sofing Mila, you don't bring an Ashan Toli. Okay, Tani, so it's the author of the Braise, Rabbi Yehoshua. And it says in the Braise, Behei Halamas, Hei Halamas, you bring five Chatois. We just said, if you bring five, it says in the beginning, Hei Halamas, you bring, it says in the middle of the Braise, if you bring five Halamas, you bring a Chatas on each one. Shema Mino, Kibl Menei, only because it's five Halamas. But if it would have been only one Halam, you only bring one, even though it's five Tamchuin. Is that right? Rabbi Yehoshua agrees with Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara, Shmam Rekibel Menei. El Adi Rabbi, you think so happy? Let me ask a question. Meseifa Diktani, in the very end of the Braise, it says, Mehei Zvachim, five Kabbalas. Afila Hele Machas, Chai V'kol Achas, V'achas, Yechai for each one, which definitely means he did not accept Rabbi Kiva's word that Yechai only one. Shmam Reloi Kibel Menei. They did not accept it from him. V'ele Ma Yisla Meimar. What are you going to say? Tanoi he diikat tana the kibbutz. Machleik is what Rabbi Shua did. Did he accept Rabbi Kiva's word that meila is different than by eating a zevach? That by meila we're very machmed that five meilas, you know, you bring five kabbonis. But by a zevach we say that you, even five you only bring one. Even five alumnus you bring only one. That was Rabbi Kiva's question on him. And in one part of the Braisa seems to agree with that. One part of the Braisa seems not to agree with that. So it's two tanaim who argue what Rabbi Shua said. Diikat tana loy kibla. So you want to know. I feel the same about Rabbi Kiva. The high tan, this tan, the author is Rabbi Kiva. That's why you only bring one. We had a problem with Rabbi Kiva. So how come doesn't mention Ashan Toli then? By Mi'ila, Sofing Mi'ila. The high tan, the Sovla Kavasi B'chad agrees with him in one, Upolagula B'chad, and argues in one. Sovla Kavasi B'halama agrees with him when it comes to Halama. Upolagula B'mi'ila, but argues him when it comes to Mi'ila's. Heichi dami ilas, my official Mishnah. Heichi dami hei milas. What do you mean five tamchuim? What does five milas mean? Amar Shmuel, can we learn? Chamisha dvarim ba'oila mitztarfin. There are five different activities you do with the oila, and they all combine. That's what five tamchuim means. Basa, the eating the meat, v'chel eating the fats, v'yayin drinking the wine that comes with the carbon, v'haseila is the flour that comes with the shem and the oil with it. So if you ate one of each of these, they all combine. That's called five tamchuim. Five different parts of the carbon. No, within the animal itself. If you ate five different limbs, that's five tamchuimim. The shlokish on my field tamer bevelech one even mishkachel bekosif. The shoulder, you know, the first leg, the foreleg, has five different parts. It's one even, but five different parts. You ate five different. You made it five different ways. One you put onion there. One you put garlic in there. One you put the leek in there. So it had five different flavors. You cooked it five different ways. One is roasted. One is cooked. And that's what Heitam Chun is. We'll stop.